together. Begin.
The thief from home to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and then have it to the full.
Amen. Amen. There are two persons we see here. One is thief, another is I. Who's I here?
Jesus.
Who's the thief here?
Satan.
Satan bad, Jesus good.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, if I say Satan, you say bad, right? Jesus, you say?
Good.
Good. Okay, let's try. It's a very simple thing, huh? But many times we don't realize it in our life. Okay, Satan?
Bad.
Just this side. Satan?
Bad.
Jesus?
Good.
Jesus?
Good.
Satan?
Bad.
Oh, you're awake. Amen. You're awake. Very good. Hallelujah. How did Satan became to be? Before the word Satan, actually, there was three angels, chief angels. There are many, so many angels, countless angels. But God created all those angels. You know that? But out of all those hundreds and thousands of angels, God ordained three main angels. One is Gabriel, he's the messenger, archangel, okay? And the Michael, Gabriel is messenger, Michael is warrior, and Lucifer. Lucifer was in charge of leading the choir to worship God. Out of those three angels, Lucifer was the highest, okay? And his being was made out of all kinds of instruments and golds and diamonds. So himself was very beautiful, gorgeous, splendid. So one day he got to see himself, how beautiful he is and how powerful he is. So instead of giving the glory to the Creator, God, he started receiving the glory on himself. That's how he got corrupted. So when he got kicked out from the third heaven, where God is, the throne is, he got kicked out from there. So the moment he kicked out from the third heaven, Lucifer became Satan, the devil. That's how he came to be. So in this world now, the world we are living in, we call the prince of the air. Okay, the prince of the air, the evil spirit. There are many evil spirits. How many? Bible says, the Satan, when he fell from heaven, he took the one-third of the angels. And that one-third of the angel numbers are like the numbers of the sand. Can you count the numbers of the sand? It's countless. There's so many evil spirits out there. There's so many. Evil spirit is everywhere. Did you know that? Our spiritual battle is not against flesh and blood. But our spiritual battle is against what? Okay, against the spiritual principalities, against evil spirit, against Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
No amen?
Amen.
My wife is not my enemy. She's not my enemy. But when we fight, I have to remember. When we argue, I have to remember that our battle is not her. The battle is not me. The battle is evil spirit who's playing behind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So don't you ever think that your wife, your husband is your enemy. Don't you think the pastor is your enemy or your members are enemies. No. We love everybody in spite of their circumstances. We love everybody despite our differences. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Doesn't matter which country you're from, what color you are, what language you speak, what culture you have. We love everybody because God loves everybody.
Amen.
If God loves everybody, then we love everybody. Amen.
Amen.
If God is love, then we are love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without love, nothing matters. And God is love, and it matters everything. Hallelujah. So, here, today's story, we see a man with an evil spirit.
A man
with an evil spirit. We see actually many out there, maybe here too, I don't know. We see actually many people who are struggling, who are being harassed and being persecuted, being they're receiving sufferings because of an evil spirit. And we see a story today. Okay, so let's find out the story. Let's look at the scriptures now. Well, it's kind of long. Let's read it slowly. Ready? Begin. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil, unclean spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." We have more, right? Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he began to beg Jesus again and again to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirit came out and went into the pigs. Rushes down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. They saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there dressed in the right mind. And they were afraid. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, let's call the Lord's name together three times. Begin.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You know, the evil spirit, demons, they afraid of the name Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You see, when Jesus Christ got off the boat, the city name called Gerasene, evil spirit knew who Jesus Christ was, and the evil spirit came to bow at the feet of Jesus. You see, evil spirits, they know the power of the name Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you have the name Jesus in you, guess what? Evil spirit will be afraid of you.
Amen.
Evil spirit will fear you.
Amen.
Because you possess, you hold the name Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The name Jesus Christ is above all names. The name Jesus Christ is healing name.
Amen.
The name Jesus Christ is saving name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you excited when I talk about the name Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Is something going on in you, in your spirit stirring up, or you feel numb? Which one are you? Talk to the person next to you. Are you feeling numb when Pastor Paul talks about the name Jesus Christ? Or are you feeling excited? If the answer is numb, then you smack them. Wake up! Concentrate! Focus! Eyes open! Ears open! Don't close it. Huh? Amen. Alright. Let's talk about the characteristics of a man with an evil spirit. Let's find out. So make sure we have nothing to do with the evil spirit. Okay? So let's find out characteristics of a man with an evil spirit. First, uncleanness. Verse 2, uncleanness. It says unclean. Evil means unclean. Evil spirit, unclean spirit. An unclean spirit is out there everywhere. You know that. You know there are many tabangs out there, right? Do you know? If you don't know, that's good. Don't go there. But those tabangs, not good. It's not just coffee shop. It's full of dirty spirits. Club. Dance club. If you're smiling, Maybe you went there. Yeah, you didn't smile. Okay, thank you, Toki. You remain clean. Don't go there. I didn't go there. There's only one place I dance. I dance in the house of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I don't dance in the outside with the evil spirit. No. So uncleanness. Yeah. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil, the unclean spirit. You know, when the unclean spirit comes upon person, then unclean thoughts comes into. Did you know that? How many of you agree with me that you have unclean thoughts comes into your mind every day? Raise your hand. Unclean thoughts is in your mind. Raise your hand. If you are not raising your hand, then you are lying now. I raise my hand. You're lying. 손들어야 돼, 무조건 손들어야 돼. Okay, and high five with the person next to you and say, in Jesus' name, go! Why we have unclean thought? Because of the evil spirit. If there's no evil spirit, we will not have unclean thoughts. Did you know that? Hallelujah. We look and anticipate the day that we are going to meet our Lord Jesus Christ. The day we're going to enter into the New Jerusalem, and there's no more unclean thoughts.
Amen.
There's no more unclean action. There's no more unclean words. We are going to be set free 100% from evil spirits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you know that in your spirit there is no more uncleanness? There is no more evil spirit in your spirit. Where evil spirit lies? Did you know? Do you know? Evil spirit cannot be in your spirit. Your spirit, only one person lies in your spirit. And his name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ lives in your spirit. So where is evil spirit then? Where is the evil spirit? Huh? Your flesh. Your flesh is like a prison of Satan. Do you agree with me? Apostle Paul says, how wretched person I am, who rescued me from this sin of flesh, body of death. This flesh is like a prison of Satan. That's why we struggle in our minds, because the Satan dwells in our flesh. Until we get off, until our body resurrect with a glorious body, we're going to have to struggle with this. This issue doesn't go away. Unclean thoughts, unclean words, unclean actions. All those are because of evil spirit, unclean spirit. So when unclean thoughts comes to your mind, don't linger on it. Don't meditate upon it. When it comes, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, Gilbert?
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Very good. What are you going to do? Okay. I'm gonna say something to give some samples, right? In our daily life. Okay? All right? Okay, especially guys, beautiful woman is passing, walking. You look at beautiful woman and the unclean thoughts comes to your mind. What do you do?
Lord.
Come on, guys, what do you do?
Lord Jesus!
You don't want to say that, huh? I see that, you don't want to say that. Because you don't enjoy it. Some of you are actually saying, Lord Jesus, but your eyes are still on her. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus! Some of you are actually, Lord Jesus, but you're getting closer. Lord Jesus. That's not good. What are you going to do? You have to turn your eyes away from a woman. Amen.
Amen.
And say, Lord Jesus. Pop. Pop. Amen.
Amen.
The money. Now you see the money. Huh?
Money on the
floor. But money is not just by itself, okay? There's a person here at the bus stop, person standing, and the person took out the wallet and then dropped the money, 50,000 won, right here. Right? So what do you do? What do you do?
Pick it up.
Lord? Why you have to say Lord Jesus? Because if you don't say it, you're going to be like this. Come, come here. Come. Right? Right?
Your money?
Your real money?
Okay. You shouldn't step on
it. No money? I gave you.
Yeah,
you have to. Okay. You still hold that. Okay. Oh. You have to withstand it. You have to stand it. Okay. Okay. You don't know, right? You don't know. I see. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. But it's still under money, it's under your feet. What are you gonna do? Lord Jesus. You are deceiving your heart. What do you do? You gotta tap, right? Hey brother, you just dropped the money. Hey, this belongs to you.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Give me a change. You have to reward me. Give me $2. You just dropped it, so you have to put this in the offering. Right? Unclean thoughts every day, every moment. Right? Unclean thoughts. You have it, I have it. But we have to know, it's not coming from Jesus. It's coming from evil spirit. Hallelujah. We have to know, and we have to come to our Lord Jesus Christ for help. Amen.
Amen.
No freedom. This man with the evil spirit, no freedom. Why? Because he started screaming and he's scratching his body with a stone. And how hard and how painful that could be, huh? Did you try to scratch your body with a stone? Can you try to do that? We need, what's that thing? When we go to shower, we scrub it. Huh? What's that?
Scrubber.
Huh? Body scrubber. Yeah, we need to use body scrubber, not stone. But this guy using stone, and he was naked. Huh? No feeling, no shame. It's totally, there's no freedom. See, sometimes you are doing something that you don't want to do. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That, okay, there's a dance club. You don't want to go, right? You don't want to go. You know it's not right place to go. But you end up? You end up? Dance club. You open your eyes. Oh, where am I? I'm in dance club. Oh my goodness. I'm in the wrong place. You thought what? You have no freedom. You're out of control. Why? Evil spirit. You cannot control your thoughts. You cannot control your words. Some people, they have a hard time controlling their temper, anger. Who's have that? Who have that? Hmm? You know what I'm talking about. You have that anger issue, Abraham. It's okay. You have, Eric? You have that temper, anger? Where is that coming from?
Look, from God I know, but sometimes...
You have that anger issue. You see? And you want to control it, but you cannot control it. You're talking about? You want to control it, you cannot control. Why is it? It's from the evil spirit. God will control all temper. God will control all anger. God will control. God can control. Hallelujah. He's able. Why we have a hard time with the temper issue, the anger issue? Because of we have flesh. And this flesh is not from God. Originally, we had body, not flesh. God created our body with the dust. But due to the sin, body changed, corrupted to flesh. If you have flesh, Satan lives in your flesh. Okay. Characteristics, we're talking about characteristic of a man with an evil spirit. Live in the tombs. He lived in tombs. Where's a tomb? What's a tomb? back that time, the tomb looks like the rock, right? And outside the rock, it looks fine. It looks okay. But when you look into the tomb, they're full of dead bodies. Unclean things are full of it. Listen, dance club, gambling store, alcohol, right? All those clubbing outside looks beautiful, isn't it? Fancy, with decorations and with lightings. It looks fancy, isn't it? But when you go inside, they're full of death, full of evil spirit. You see, you cannot tell a person from our appearance. Outwardly, they look fine. They look beautiful. They look handsome. But inside, it's a tomb. Man with an evil spirit, full of death. And also a loud voice, right? Cut himself with stones. We talked about this. It's out of control. It's from the evil spirit. Okay? And evil spirit said, this is what he said. Verse 7. Let's read it together. Read it together. Begin.
What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?
Well, this is the key. This is the key now. How do you know? Listen very carefully, my brothers and sisters. This is the key now. Characteristic of a man with an evil spirit, this is the key. Evil spirit said, what do I have to do with you? What do I have to do with you? That is exactly the characteristic of evil spirit. Evil spirit has nothing to do with Jesus. Evil spirit has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. But we have everything to do with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Evil spirit has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. At the same other hand, we, the children of God, we have everything to do with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the air we breathe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ is the food that we eat. Jesus Christ is the drink that we the water that we drink. Jesus Christ is all in all. And evil spirit has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. What's the percentage of your life's portion has to do with Jesus Christ and has nothing to do with Jesus Christ? Think about this. If you're studying, how many of you, some of you are students here, huh? If you're studying, does your study has to do with Jesus Christ or has nothing to do with Jesus Christ? What about your work? Is your work something has to do with Jesus Christ or nothing to do with Jesus Christ? Hello?
Amen.
Are you working for yourself or for Jesus Christ? Is anything about your life related to Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Something to do with Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Remember, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the reality.
Amen.
Everything else is what?
Shadow.
Are you playing with shadow or do you have a relationship with the reality? Who is our Lord Jesus Christ? Listen. You may be coming to church on Sunday to worship God, but actually you may have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Listen carefully. You are reading the Bible at home, but you have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. You are praying to Jesus Christ, but you have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. You are giving offering to God, but you have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Just because you come to church, or just because you read the Bible, just because you pray, that does not mean you have relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Am I being harsh here? Just because a man stepped into the church, that doesn't mean he will be saved. Just because a person is opening the Bible and reading the Bible means he will be saved. No. when you come to Lord Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, you will be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Salvation happens with a person-to-person relationship. It's a personal encounter. Personal encounter. Do you have Jesus in you? Hallelujah. We have everything to do with Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ is, I'm driving a car, but Jesus Christ is my car. It's not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the car of my life. He drives my life. He directs my life. He tells me where to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're using your cell phone? Jesus Christ is a cell phone in my life. Through Jesus Christ, I communicate with my Father God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are walking on the floor, the ground. And Jesus Christ is the good ground. He's the good soil that I walk up on Him. I walk on Him. I live in Him. I follow Him. He is all in all. Hallelujah. Okay. This Jesus Christ, the good news is that He came. Jesus Christ came to this man with an evil spirit. Jesus Christ came. Even now, He is coming, He's passing through you. And all you need to do is acknowledge Jesus and receive Him. And He will glad to talk to you and bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. There's no other God in this world who has grace or truth. Only Jesus Christ is the truth, because He says, I am the truth. I am the truth. And Jesus Christ, who is the truth, He has full of grace. Means that He is willing to pour out His love, His blessings to you. Not because of what you have done. Okay? Are you listening? Not because of what you have done, Jesus is willing to bless you. No. He wants to bless you because He is full of blessings. Because He is love. Hallelujah. It's not about me, but it's about who He is. Because He is love, He wants to bless you. Because He is full of blessing, He wants to bless you. Hallelujah. All you need to do is just open your heart and receive Him. Jesus, I receive you. I believe in you. It's the same word. Believing and receiving means the same thing. Right? Hallelujah. The good news is this man with an evil spirit, he's scratching his own body with a stone, and he's crying out, and no one was able to subdue him because of the evil spirit power. Oh, how insane life, how mindless life, how out of control life. There are so many people are like that in this world, aren't they? They are so crazy with something of this world. Pleasures, music, right? Money, woman, gambling, alcohol. They're so crazy with this worldly stuff, and all those behind those addictions of this world, the pleasures of this world, we have to clearly know and acknowledge that evil spirit is playing behind it to what? Possess people, to lead them to destruction, to death. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ has destroyed all the works of the devil. Where? In our spirit, there is no more evil spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Be careful when you drink alcohol. There are some people may drink, enjoy drinking soju. When you drink soju, right? You drank before? First you drink soju, but later soju is drinking you. And then you become what? Get drunk, and then what happens? What happens when you get drunk? What is the characteristic of a drunkard?
No control.
And become loud. Become loud, you know? You understand? And fighting. This is exactly 100%, okay? This is 100% from the pit, from evil spirit. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ came to rescue us from that alcoholics. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Jesus Christ came to rescue us from addictions of cigarette. Are you addicted to cigarette? And some brother came to me and said, oh, Pastor, I want to get rid of cigarettes. I've been smoking for many years, more than 10 years, and I want to quit, but I just cannot quit. The more I pray, the more I smoke. So tell me, how can I stop smoking? Listen, I'll tell you very easy answer. I'll tell you something. Is Jesus going to smoke or not? You tell me. Is Jesus going to smoke or not?
No.
Jeremiah is already getting the answer. He's getting inside. Is Jesus going to smoke or not?
No.
Eh? Anybody here say, oh, Jesus will smoke? Oh, my son, my children. Oh, my children, I love you. Come to me, I will drink. I will give you smoke. Can you imagine Jesus like that? You will not come to Jesus, isn't it? So, the brother said, I want to quit smoking. How can I do that? When Jesus is in you, you will stop smoking. Why you cannot stop smoking? Because there's no Jesus. Maybe Jesus is there as a small chokum, yeah. The Jesus there, chokum, tiny, tiny, tiny. Huh? That tiny Jesus in you? You need to increase Jesus. Where were you, my lovely Jordan sisters? So if Jesus in you is tiny, you need to feed Jesus. You need to grow Jesus more and more. When Jesus becomes more and more bigger and bigger, then you will stop smoking. You will stop drinking. You will stop pornography. That's addiction. 100% coming from the hell is pornography. Did you know that so many Christians are addicted to pornography, including pastors? It doesn't matter what religion you are. In these last days, Satan is trying to destroy this whole world because he knows his time is coming. He knows that his time is near. What time is near? When Jesus Christ comes back, Satan will be judged, and he will be condemned, and he will be thrown into the lake of fire forever. He will be judged by the Creator, the God. So he's afraid. He's afraid that his day is near. So he's trying his best to stop that spreading of the gospel, stop that expansion of the kingdom. Do you understand? So he's been rampant. He's being very active these days. He's consuming the whole world like a roaring tiger. He's sucking up. He's with what? With money. Money. With sexual immorality. Money, sexual immorality, power. Satan is trying to consume the whole world. Dear brothers and sisters, let's be awake. Let our eyes be open to the reality of what Satan is doing. We need to be awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And be warrior. because you and I, our destiny is not becoming a loser. Our destiny is to become winner. Hallelujah. You and I, we are born to be a winner. Amen?
Amen.
We are overcomer. Amen?
Amen?
We are more than conqueror.
Amen.
Remember the song? I know who I am. We are more than conqueror. In our spirit, we are more than conqueror. But if you go outside of your spirit, you dwell in your flesh, 100% corruption. Okay, next. Oh, the powerful words of Jesus Christ. The powerful words of Jesus Christ. Read verse 8 now. Let's read it together. Begin.
But Jesus said to him, come out of this man, you evil spirit.
Amen. One more time.
For Jesus has said to him, come out of this man, you evil spirit.
Amen. Guess what happened? When Jesus Christ commanded to this man, the evil spirit that was in this man, what happened to the evil spirit? It came out. And that's why evil spirits said, oh, Jesus, please don't persecute us. Oh, gee. They were afraid of Jesus Christ, right? And they were crying out, please, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, if you want us to come out of this man, then please, let us go into the pigs, the herd of pigs. See, evil spirit, church, evil spirit wants, evil spirit is looking for a place to dwell. Do you see that? Do you see that? Oh, do not cast us away up somewhere in the air. No. Evil spirit talked to Jesus. Send us into the pig. Evil spirit is looking for a place to dwell. Don't ever our flesh, don't ever our body be a dwelling place of an evil spirit. No. Let our body be a living, a dwelling place of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Of our the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, your body is a temple of the living Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Jesus says, come out, evil spirit. And they have no choice to come out. You see? Give me the Bible. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you here, as standing as a witness of the Bible, the words of Jesus Christ is the most powerful force on this earth.
Amen.
This word of God changes hundreds and thousands and millions of people on this earth.
Amen.
And this word of God changed people upside down.
Amen.
Huh? Inside out.
Amen.
It transformed so many lives. They gave their lives to Jesus Christ. Even willing to be killed for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What is that kind of faith? What is that faith? It's living and active. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Living and active. Sharper than double-edged sword. It will penetrate into our soul, into our spirit. Oh, how we cherish the Word of God. How we honor. How we love the Word of God. Because it's living and active. The Word became flesh. Give us that Word. John 1:14. Please. John 1:14. Oh, may your spiritual eyes be open now. John 1:14. What is this? The Word? John 1:14. The Word became flesh. Made His dwelling among us. Full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh. That Word, the Word is Jesus Christ. Because John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the
Word.
The Word was with God. The Word was
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Test it. The Word is God. It's not a word. Bible didn't say it's a word. It's not one of the words of man. No, this is the Word. The Word is a person. His name is Jesus Christ. He became flesh. Hallelujah. God's name is Jesus. In John chapter 17, Jesus said, my name is Father's name. Father gave me that name. His name is Jesus. And when he said, come out to the evil spirit had to come out. Set free. Today, brothers and sisters, you can be set free from bondage of sin. Hallelujah. You can be set free from any addictions in your life. You can be set free from any diseases in life. Hallelujah. You can be set free from lustful, dirty thoughts, dirty words, dirty actions. You can be set free from evil spirit. You can become holy. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. You are holy in Christ. You are saint in Christ. You are children of God in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Because he came in the flesh. And he died on the cross. He resurrected from the dead. And what? He rose again from the dead. Right? He ascended. And then what? He became a life-giving
spirit.
Come on, you tell me. He became what? A life-giving
spirit.
Hallelujah. Even as now we say, Lord Jesus, from our spirit, we are drinking, we are absorbing, we are breathing our Lord Jesus Christ into our spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the power of calling on the name of the Lord. And that's why the Bible says, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter how many evil spirits out there trying to harass, trying to attack us, don't worry about it because we have our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the overcomer, who is the King of Kings.
Amen.
He is the highest God. Amen.
Amen.
He's the highest God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So after what happened, Jesus came and Jesus spoke. What is the result? What is the result of receiving salvation? This man with the evil spirit, he received salvation, right? Verse 15. Read it together. Begin.
When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of the demons, sitting there, dressed and in his right mind.
Oh, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the gospel. After Jesus said, you, the evil spirit, come out, and that's what happened. What is the result of receiving salvation? Listen, if you are saved, if you are children of God, if you are saved from evil spirit, this is what happened. This is the result. Number one, dressed. This man was naked before. He was scratching his body with a stone. Now he's dressed. Hallelujah. This dress is what? It's dress of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our righteous cloth. He's the cloth of our righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Look at the scriptures, Galatians 3:27. Come on. Galatians 3:27. Ready? Begin. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on
Christ.
Have put on
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Due to the sin, we were naked. Right? Look. Yes. Due to the sin, we were naked. We're shameful before God. But now Jesus Christ came, and he came as a robe of righteousness, and now we have put on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is in me, and he's also upon me. Amen. He covered my shame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 3, 21. Remember that scripture? It's the beginning of salvation. God made the garment of skin by killing a lamb, right? That's a sacrifice. That points to the cross, crucifixion. So Jesus, God made a garment of skin to cover the shame. We have a garment of Jesus Christ. We have put on Christ as our salvation.
Amen.
When the Father God sees you, he sees you. He sees you as a righteous, as a holy, as a perfect, a new creation. Because of the blood of Jesus. Because of the cloth of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This person now had cloth. Second, right mind now. Before, out of control. Crazy mind. Shouting, crying, scratching. Out of mind. You know, how many out of mind people out there?
Many.
Huh? How many? There's so many out of mind people out there, but let us remember, brothers and sisters, let us remember, we were out of control, out of mind people before, right? We were crazy with something, crazy with the position, power, and pleasures of this world. We were crazy. But now we are crazy with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How wonderful and how beautiful the gospel is.
Amen.
We found Jesus because he came to us. Amen.
Amen.
The third sign of salvation is sitting. this person now, before he was chaos, he was disordered, he was nervous, he's moving all the time. He's moving and screaming and all these things. But now, after receiving Jesus, he's sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ and listening to the words of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A demon-possessed man cannot sit tight and listen to the word of God. Every day, we come to our Lord Jesus Christ and we sit. We sit in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. We listen to his voice.
Amen.
And there's a peace. There's a joy. There's a love. There's a comfort. And there's a healing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Honestly ask your heart. Okay? Honestly. Okay, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Nobody sees. Close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Do you have peace in your heart? Do you have peace in your heart? Do you have joy in your heart? Do you have love? When Jesus Christ comes to your heart, he is love, he is peace, he is your strength, he is your joy. Talk to him. Say, Jesus, I receive you. I welcome you. Okay, everybody close your eyes. Okay. First, okay. Lift, just raise your hand. You say, I have no peace now. I need Jesus. Anybody? And I'll pray for you. I have no peace in my heart. I need Jesus. Is anybody like that? Raise your hand. Then I will pray for you. Two persons. Raise their hand. Three. You be honest before God. You're not raising your hand for me, you're raising hand to Jesus because he sees you now. He sees you. First, in order to receive peace, first you have to acknowledge that you don't have peace. Then you will receive. If you say, I have peace, praise God for that. Okay? Four people raise their hand. Five. Five people. Okay? I'm going to pray for you now. In Jesus Christ's name, I bless my brothers and sisters who raised their hand. They say they have no peace. But Lord, we know Jesus Christ, you are the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
You are the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Please visit them and touch their heart. Fill their hearts with your peace. Hallelujah. Manifest your presence now. Manifest your presence. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just give me Jesus. This afternoon we cry out together. Just give me Jesus. I need you. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Let's all stand together. 뒤에 불 좀 꺼주세요.